Tet of Resurrection. Today is the first day of Bo Vi Tet in the meditation center of Nan Hua. We again have the occasion to meditate together in the green forest to fully experience the pure energy of the Divine Superior, which blesses us in serenity. We have the opportunity to coordinate together our infinite will for liberation and to be together in this place for experiencing the pure divine energy. We rejoice in lightness. We rejoice in clear purity. We rejoice in the self-conscious achievement for liberation. It provides us an inner orientation which is really developed in a broader range. And we know that we come to Earth for constant learning. Then later we have to leave this place to continue giving service, to follow the existing universal law and the law of the void of void that have been already programmed from the world above. From the energy world to the world of physical matter, we always have to learn and exchange. We have to fully grasp action and reaction in the most delicate manner before reacting with any confrontation. Today, we all come here from different places to share this happy time. During this meditation session, we now can see each other's faces and become conscious that our minds are the oneness. On this sacred moment, we see ourselves as one mass of pure energy that is embracing us. Within our hearts, the compassionate energy is in hope that we will trade for the very pureness. Then our inner sight can really become lucid to see our correct standpoint and position. Only at that moment will we love to serve others more. Today we are meditating on those benches that have been built by the hands of our practitioners, engaged themselves with dedication, sacrifice, and wisdom. Father Nyang Hua, with unswerving will, has served us days and nights. With good will and health, he confronts with all the youth and all the people who are skeptical, jealous, and disdainful towards him. Today, with what he has achieved through service and order, he has demonstrated to us that the concordant fellowship is really important. With pure reasoning and the absence of concordant fellowship, we limit ourselves into narrowness. If we know how to make use of that concordant fellowship, and without the need to be in the meditation center, we then can be in any corner of society with its agitations. We also can influence others and show the correct path to the aberrant people everywhere and anywhere. And today, our fellow practitioners here are mostly orienting themselves towards the spiritual liberation. However, on the path towards spiritual perfection, some of them have stumbled because of their common eyes and ears and mouth. They utter irresponsible words. They indeed neglect their natural pure hearts. Being Vo Vi practitioners, we have to return with Vo Vi. Being Vo Vi practitioners, we always have to nurture the seed of resignation without end. Being in the Vo Vi community, no one can cheat or disturb us because we persevere in practicing and developing ourselves for the purpose of serving others and the Divine Superior. Who dares to hate us? What we need is to fulfill that realization for servicing others. We are not involved in politics or other ways of manipulating people for segregation. No, we don't do those kinds of things. However, there are some Vo Vi practitioners who intentionally create themselves problems to weaken their minds due to foolishness and intransigence. They keep blaming others without self-introspection. If they would look within themselves, they would know how to correct their bad habits and character. Consequently, then their consciousness of harmony will instantly appear without swerving. We must initially love our physical body, which is within the order of the universe. Due to negligence, we become foolish, intransigent. We fall prey to reasoning, arguing, and quarreling. Dear friends, despite everything, you must still finally have to go back to yourselves at the time of agony for repentance. The universe is immense, mankind is populated, and their consciousness is high. But there is still no order at all. That is the cause of impurity that we have produced, which impedes our spiritual progress. Today, the meditation center of Nyanghua has come itself into resurrection. Everyone of all ages has shared in his contribution to build a place so we can get together for the 3 days of Vo Vi Tet. We can fully enjoy the superb springtime that freshens our soul. We meditate in the mid-forest to relish the lightness granted from the world above. We get rid of inner woes and weariness. We leave out all the nonsense rivalry that we can never achieve. Vo Vi practitioners need to practice resignation along the path towards spiritual perfection. Vo Vi practitioners cannot be ill-mannered and mischievous, but only nurture a will of constant learning and servicing. Therefore, many people have misunderstood this group because they do not know how it has been formed. It's formed by the concordant fellowship, by the spark of light within the very heart of each individual, and from the realization of spiritual community. There is no way to suppress the spiritual force despite any regime. That spiritual force is really the sovereign master. Therefore, it has to return to its position of self-control in order to influence others. You come here by planes, from far away, to see that everything here is laboriously built for your comfort and well-being. Look at the past. How could we have an occasion like this to hear these words of truth that serve us? Today, we come here to justify what we think and hear from many gossipers. These gossipers think that Nyanghua Meditation Center can never succeed. They think that Vo Vi practitioners are thieves, communists, or extremists. But now it is evident that Vo Vi practitioners are able to return to order. What they have achieved now, you would never have believed possible. Many youths have engaged themselves to sacrifice and serve others with an unswerving spirit to assist people in this coming new era. There is no more intransigence and ignorance, but true love will reign supreme. They are able to regain the latent lucidity and serenity within in order to retain the rights as God's people. They sacrifice everything for humanity in hope that humanity will in return know the way of sacrifice and be rid of that wall of rivalry between human beings. In the future, this global piece of land will have a chance to have peace for 1,000 years, and it must come from human efforts. We are capable of bringing peace to this earth. But why do we refuse to do so? Isn't it because the greed of wealth, power, and position? We forget the virtue of sacrifice and our virtue of bodhisattva. We have a very precious and subtle body that has been granted by God. We possess such a small mouth, but can save many living beings. Every day, how much food have you eaten? So far, how many tons of food have you put in? How much of that energy is flowing within your body? And if you happen to orient yourselves to spiritual elevation, then how many living creatures can you save? If the living community knows how to cultivate itself towards spiritual elevation, then this universe will be very nice. Every household will be happy and secure. But if everyone orients himself to rivalry, then obscurity, quarrels, robberies, and frustrations will pervade. These violations will certainly be uncovered during this coming era. They will soon become aware of their responsibility toward their physical body and know that their nervous system is really the book of divine law brought to earth. And what good is that divine law? The divine law is constructing this universe and making it fertile. So, why do you still nurture the spirit of stagnation, abuse, and laziness? Then misdirect others. What is the good of leading that path of suicide and relying on the power of material weapons? Who can you kill? Let's look at Vietnam. When we were in Vietnam, our population was 50 million, but now it becomes 60 million. Let's ask why. Why do so many souls have to reincarnate, since they are immortal? So who could we kill? Therefore, you learn in life and keep learning beyond life. There is no difference between life and death. However, the laziness is really destructive to your mind and nervous system and to the social activities of mankind. It's even harmful to the forest. If we can be rid of that shadow of laziness within ourselves, then we will be able to remove the wall of self-centeredness, segregation between our fellow beings in 5 continents, and between all mankind. Today, with more or less practice, we start to see our aberration, procrastination, ill manner, disorder, and unfaithfulness towards our master and friends. Only through repentance can that impure energy be eliminated. When you are agitated and struggle with yourself, then you are impure. Malefic forces will take the opportunity to infiltrate your mind, causing you restlessness in sleeping, eating, and reasoning. You become discourteous and act incorrectly. And you want also to become a bodhisattva. How can it be? A grain of rice has the virtue of bodhisattva because it sacrifices itself for you to eat. A vegetable is fulfilling the virtue of bodhisattva because it gives its life for you to eat. So is meat. But you do not know such value. We are provided with all the comfort for life, but are still impeded by rivalry and obscurity. Don't we harm ourselves that way? What is the good of leading your life toward spiritual perfection? It's for developing your consciousness, for reestablishing the inner order. What is the good of spiritual cultivation? It's for thoroughly understanding everything. But so far, we haven't tried to be compatible. Instead, we keep reasoning incorrectly. Let's ask who bears the sufferings. The offendant must bear it, and not the offender, because he doesn't know and understand the reason why. He instead remains calm within the universal law. If we orient ourselves to rivalry, then it will perturb our minds. Then where is our lucidity for causing such trouble? Our lucidity will slowly fade away. Then, how can you keep servicing others and fulfill your purposes? So, after many revolutions on earth, no one has succeeded yet. You will not realize your stupidity until you get old. Now we know that we are stupid. We are all mellowed in life and know all facets of life, even how to cheat others. Now you cultivate yourself towards spiritual perfection because you are becoming aware of your stupidity. Do correct yourself to become more intelligent and balanced in order to enjoy the new springtime. That pure energy that you are inhaling is in very good order. That pure breath penetrates in your mind and into where your soul resides. That is really light. At that point, you will start to appreciate the value of meditation. You will be enraptured with joy during meditation. You just need to liberate yourself from all worries in order to experience that full lightness of the soul and mind. Whom should you love first? You have to love this subtle physical body. Your physical body is a very delicate organization existing from many previous incarnations. It hasn't changed much, but it's still waiting for you to understand yourself. There is a forest of modernization in your mind, a deep and lively source of compassion that is indestructible. The more you meditate, the more you can forgive. And the more you can forgive, the more you can realize real love. Today, in the meditation center of Nyanghua, what do people do? They work conscientiously and learn to forgive each other with hope that everyone will see that order is coming from human beings. Today, Vovi practitioners begin their return to orderliness. They pay no attention for whom they are working. But what will they gain from that? It's attaining patience, resignation, and lucidity before leaving this place. They really practice compassion, lucidity, and courage. When you become conscious of compassion, lucidity, and courage, then you are free from the consciousness of karma. You will only retain the weapon of love to return to your home. You will have happy smiles. Today I personally have many friends who love me, and I really do know the value of love within the Concordant Fellowship. I have been able to build up an infinite happiness in my consciousness. I am no longer threatened by the genie of death. At that time, I started to engage myself with dedication, sacrifice, and wisdom. I did many things that seemed simple to others, but to those who are lazy, they were really difficult. I have engaged myself in working on this piece of land and have overcome difficulty. In the future, there will be no more difficulty that impedes my unswerving will. I cultivate my path towards spiritual perfection in the most practical manner. That is the correct way of perfection. But if you keep orienting yourselves in talking about others' business, then you are limiting yourself. That is not the correct way of perfection. You can just look at yourself and see that before you were not correct. You lived in rivalry, anger, and abuse. You did not know the value of human rights. You just oppressed and cursed anyone you wanted. Those were past deeds. In your mind, there is residue that you have to wipe out. Do not keep storing it. Do turn over a new page of history that is richer, livelier, and indestructible. Even if you must leave this body tomorrow, you will still wear your fresh smile. What freshness is this? It is the freshness of being able to evolve and learn. You are within the constant cycle of evolution, able to bring in the incommensurable lucidity. We then see that the scriptures without words are within us. We have to learn a new type of scripture in the new era. The scripture without words are laying right within your subconsciousness. The law of heaven is operating within your consciousness. The universe and you are one, and there are no more barriers. Your work will taper off, then how will your circumstances be? You will always have more than enough to share with others. If we all accept to work and contribute, then we abundantly share with others. On earth, you work for a living and comfort, and now you have the comfort already. So why is there a need for more possessions? What is the good of having more power? Can you bring both of them beyond death? What is the good of cursing another? Can you take it with you? We just don't do anything unnecessarily. We are happy to meet each other, to love and be constructive. We hope that everybody shares in our same path, so peace can prevail on earth. Heaven will be within our minds, which is pure ecstasy and openness. The more you cultivate yourself following the Vovi esoteric science, the more you will become creative. You will discover many things which are more simple, concise, and refined. Why? Because you don't have any more self-seeking interest. At that time, the lucidity will become clearer to help you be more constructive. This meditation center is temporarily settled. However, it has order. Without the Concordant Fellowship, we could not have achieved it. So far, this meditation center hasn't asked anyone to share in financial contribution. It doesn't have money, but love has helped to have it settled. Now you come here to reside on the Lotus of Love. This is really an occasion for spiritual elevation and consciousness liberation, so that you can fully enjoy how the esoteric science is within you. It will develop day by day. We can touch it, experience, and experiment with it. Our words must go along with our results. It's not pure talking. Do not sow unkind thoughts about anyone, but be constructive toward positive thinking and order instead. You will slowly learn and contribute yourself, like I do, through these words that wipe out all negative thinking. Let's return together to the place of serenity that is completely secure and happy. Let's forget all rivalry, enmity, and trickery, which are totally nonsense, in order to progress in any world or any place. Despite impure surroundings, we can still radiate our compassionate lights to assist with the need of sentient beings. All people who are present here, by spiritual elevation, have shared by their contribution of pure energy into the universe. They are doing a very beneficial deed for others, even for the good of this green forest that now comes into accord with human beings. It's a pure and delightful atmosphere that fully helps to clear out the foolishness and abolish intransigence. How happy we are to be able to orient ourselves towards our ancestors, our Heavenly Father, and back to the immortal land. During the sacred moment, our soul and mind definitely have a place in which to reside. It is infinite love. We feel that compassion is real power. Through compassion and care, human beings have now made many constructions on earth. We have built houses and shelter with our own talents. It has been achieved by the hands of the meditators. They have shared in their pure energy to build up a masterpiece for spirituality. It's still simple, but priceless. The shelter is, however, temporary. We take refuge under a small tent, but our heart is pulsating with the universe. We and the universe are one. We are aware that we have to finally take refuge by using the sky as our shelter and earth as our bed. Do make use of forgiveness and love to clear away all obstacles along the path of physical and spiritual life. Therefore, being here, you have occasions to liberate your karmic bonds in your hearts. I have the chance to be with you and talk to you softly with all my affections and concern for you. I share with you my constructiveness, and you are me in return. Wherever there are imprints of my feet, there exist obstacles, sorrow. But I remain serene and lucid to overcome them. And what is the difference between yours and mine? Your family situation has obstacles too, because changes occur from one situation to another, from rivalry and struggles in life for better circumstances. Certainly, you must encounter obstacles. Therefore, you have to see clearly the value of dedication, sacrifice, and wisdom. You are, in fact, engaged in becoming a human being. We cannot deny it, and yet we keep nurturing laziness. We have to get rid of that flickering shadow of laziness to realize compassion, lucidity, and courage. Do love each other. Do practice correct judgment. What you say must be proven by what you do. What you pledge must be realized. Do not disregard your vows. Then you will be able to grasp the real value of compassion, lucidity, and courage. It's not pure talk and theories. Many of us used to talk without doing anything. Those people choose to return to the path of foolishness and intransigence without practice. What is the use of killing others? Who can you kill? You really commit suicide in return. Therefore, we are mellowed enough to understand it. We have been living through many conditions and become involved in many circumstances. We know it. So we should be determined to go back to lightness and purity. Today is a happy day. I have an opportunity to touch upon all the essential points so we can all have positive thoughts that will radiate and shine to this meditation center. We all orient our consciousness to spiritual elevation and radiate good energy to this place. And in return, it harmonizes with the universe to build up a brighter spiritual world. The followers can fully benefit from that positive, pure power of energy. Do help each other in a constructive way on the cycle of constant evolution. We can be successful in everything, working hand in hand. We could also destroy great projects with ignorance and rivalry. In the past, we have left many things that came into our possession, such as wealth and power. And what are we doing now to recover it? We are lucky and happy to know the path of spiritual liberation. We know that our natural divine spark of light belongs primarily to the people of jade. Being forged and shaped by many conditions of life, we are just being trained like in a furnace. That furnace of life will burn and shape you to become a piece of jade. That jade will fully grasp everything. That jade is lovingly serving every people without distinction. Only at that point can you recognize your position of being a child of God. God's child is also without form, like Him. But His love is inundating the universe. It has materialized through the fact of having this body in order to fulfill compassion, lucidity, and courage. What we say must be correctly followed by what we do. Never say something without fulfilling it. Do not change your mind. Keep your words to have your consciousness calm. You pledge to do it, but at the midway point, you deviate. So, let's ask, how can your soul remain serene and secure? Today, through all these works done in the middle green forest, order has been reestablished. We have time for meditation, eating, and enjoying within the equality of mind. No one is more superior than another, but love has to constantly serve you, guide you closely. The pure and compassionate energy has always embraced and cared for your sake. That's why, being here, you feel serene and light. People who come from far places find that it is cold here, but this pure and light atmosphere is really the springtime that will make your soul and mind light. That is a gift granted by God. Days and nights, we are happy amongst our fellow friends. I do not know what else to say to you. But how fortunate and happy I am to return safely and to be here with all of you to attend every Tet, especially this Tet of Resurrection. As soon as you enter this place, leave all your gossip outside, because truth is truth. People have said that we will be threatened by evil along our path returning to heaven. But if you are intimidated by evil, then when and how can you reach heaven? Therefore, you have to exert your willpower and courage to trespass the gate of heaven. Only with a pure mind can you enter through the gate of heaven. If your mind and heart are impure, it is impossible for you to go to heaven. Let's look at those spiritual adepts living in this meditation center. They had everything, but now they are detached. They nourished the hope of celebrating a Tet here and have proven that the willpower is unbeatable. The youth of contemporary times really know how to love each other and to be constructive. They cannot be oppressed by any reason. They are free to develop their consciousness to share in their contribution to humanity in the future. The youth still have a lot of time for new inventions and discoveries to share with human beings. They participate seriously in the field of esoteric science. Notice that many of them are keeping silent. They do not talk. Because of rivalry among the youth, they are aware of their own weaknesses. Therefore, they choose to shut their mouths. Why? It is to achieve the spiritual fulfillment, so that they will be able to share more valuable words in the future. Every word is precious to help mankind. There are adepts who are working on it. They saw every piece of wood, hammer every nail, dig up every hole, and serve you every bowl of rice. That kind of person can never be created by anyone on earth. But there now exists people like that on this earth to serve you. You have the opportunity to come here, and when returning home, you will see that a fraternity of love has blossomed in this land of Nianhua. They really love one another and are constructive in helping each other. That is the yearning wish of all Vietnamese who hope to reunite, just like the time when they were infants in the loving arms of their mothers. Now that they have left their homes for so long, they have changed and modified so much. They are now human beings on earth, having occasions to come close and cooperate and exchange together in order to overcome difficulties of life. Natural love has manifested in this mid-forest through work and sacrifice. Sacrifice is for realizing love. Sacrifice is for realizing consolidation, which is eternal. Sacrifice is for showing to our ancestors that we can germinate a virtue of bodhisattva. So, the older generation of people must ask themselves, what did they achieve before, and were they able to make such sacrifices before? No, it never existed before. So now you have to realize the equilibrium inside your consciousness with the Dharma practice in hand. You have to uphold the divine law latent within you. Despite wars or even atomic bombs in any corner of the world, you have to realize love and wisdom for good. The weapon of love must pervade your soul and heart. The Vovi spiritual adepts can always germinate within themselves the seed of love and wisdom. Today we have another chance to meet again on this occasion of Tet. Complete lessons of politics, philosophy, economics exist here, which are infinitely lively. Love of the spiritual pioneer who has succeeded is now shared with you wholeheartedly. There is nothing hidden, and no one or no other force can abuse you. We just follow a right direction within the Concordant Fellowship to keep learning. No force of ill abuse can oppress us. Vovi adepts have to return back to the Vovi establishment. Notice that everyone who is despotic and destructive must leave the Vovi group instantly, without need of any weapon. I have engaged myself for many years to establish the Vovi organization for you to come here and live. You have a very subtle mind and unique physical body, so you just have to do something of worth for your soul and mind. Do practice your own interest for the good of others, to give the new generation scenes of peace. Do not let them suffer anymore, because at birth, their consciousness is already yearning for peace. They have not yet experienced any peace of mind. Only through the cultivation towards spiritual perfection can you experience lightness. Only through spiritual perfection can you realize fraternity love. Only through spiritual perfection can you know how to appreciate your parents, brothers and sisters in your family. It's pitiful to see them wandering on earth without any guidance. I alone have gone here and there to cultivate a happy field within your heart. In return, you now continue to sow the same thing for others. You must work and really love yourself more in order to manifest that love to all living creatures in the future. The bravery of Vovi practitioners is indestructible. That courage is from the denial of self-interest seeking, from service with sincerity and dedication. However, there are still people who misunderstand the matter and live in ignorance. They soon repent and return to their true natures. We are, in fact, altogether the same. In the past, we also committed the same mistake of leading an ordinary life. We just kept struggling after eating. We did not do anything useful for ourselves or for others. Today, you happen to have a spiritual place like this. So, do love each other. Be constructive towards each other in order to reach the ultimate goal, which is serenity and lucidity. Only when you are serene can you realize what race you are. You are the race of God, the people of this universe. You are all one, and there is no more discrimination between races of people on earth. Our consciousness has no distinction in races. That is the correct behavior of spiritual adepts. If the spiritual adept still bears discrimination in mind, then he is not a serious practitioner. That is the way of malefic doctrines. Therefore, I have reminded you many times about dedication, sacrifice, and wisdom, so you can see and understand what you are working on and have accomplished so far. I don't know what else to say, but I am very happy and feel myself to be younger, like a newborn baby who talks to you softly and conveys to you my awareness. Let's continue to be constructive along the path of forgiveness and love. I sincerely thank you for your attention today.